And they reported that the checkers continued to look at the report and then before it started to the committee. So today there are two items in the report, though in the your program it also reflects on the adoption of the Northern Cape. That will take place next week, and the report is so that I can approve the checkers will be distributed to the members. So we'll adopt the first term committee program and then the outstanding minutes. I think we have about 7 copies of minutes, and most of the minutes will be fed through to the I think effective date of the meeting. So they were here, but we will say we defer them. And then next week, the 24th of this month, during the deliberation of the second amendment bill, children's second amendment bill, the committee felt that before we can go to clause by clause on the second amendment bill, it is important to get a presentation from the Social Work Council to get their views regarding the training, curriculum, and other issues. So next week, we are scheduled to meet with the Social Work Council and get the presentation that will address the concerns that were raised during that meeting. As well, we also address the two reports next week after the Social Work Council. And then on the 2nd of March, there will be a presentation by the DSD on Program 1 and 5, and its financial, African financial performance. I think this one is a report that was an outstanding issue. Remember, the department came in and the committee was not able to Program 1 and 5, and they were requested to go back and come and present Program 1 and 5. So there is a short schedule for that before we compile a report on the committee report of the department. And then the 9th of March, there will be a committee discussion on the amendments to the proposed, and then the legal advisor, after taking into account all the concerns raised by the committee, where do we need to improve, where do we need to omit on the proposed legislation, she will come and give the proposed amendments, which he will give members to deliberate as to whether they feel sure that this should be amendment or not. And then on the 16th, and then we will consider the A clause, which is amendments that came that were proposed by the legal advisor and then adopted by the committee. So there will be a formal stage of the amendments on this bill. March, it was developed before the change in the parliamentary program. Now the parliamentary program is up until the 18th of March. So this is hard. So I'll just mention, I think this issue will be carried over to the next quarter. After the A list on the children's amendment bill, the committee will also go to the second amendment bill to compile the A list on this bill. And then those are the issues that are outstanding. So we have in the next term, we will slot them in with dates. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for the report that you gave on the program itself. Is there anything that anyone wants to input into this program? Because there is outstanding work that is supposed to be done. Because I know last year, we were working on the children's goal. Is there any input anyone would like to make before we propose? Thank you. On the proposal.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I'm just looking on the days where we are talking about for tonight. 17 hours. That's my feeling. I just feel that on the program is too relaxed. There's a lot that we can put in and do on the outstanding work. I don't even know what is outstanding. But those days, I feel like they are a little bit too relaxed. Because if we started up and we do the discussions on the legal amendment and proposals, I want to talk about to have finish and then what happens for the proposals. I'm just assuming that the program on those days, I feel that maybe we should also add
something on the outstanding work from last year, especially for these days, because the next day is the consideration of the AD. Why can't we do those in one day? Or perhaps we get something.
Yeah.
And just to be part of the problem, it's so, for me, maybe it's for the next, why we still have outstanding issues.
Thanks for that, Honorable Member. Will you explain, Mila, why we use in our days?
It's an error from my side. We don't, we're not allowed to see the whole day. If so, we need to submit an application. I think it's the program I've developed from the previous program. I think the third days were for the public hearing where we sat the whole day. So most of the days is then 9:30 until 1:00, unless we apply to sit beyond that time. So it's just an error from my side. It's up until 1:00.
Thanks for that, member. Could you first tell us, when it comes to outstanding issues that we still need to do, where are we going to sit on that? Because remember, there were resolutions where the department has come back and speak to us on certain issues.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think, as I mentioned, that the program is a continuation of the two bills that are before us. In most times, bills take priority than any other thing. So I think the approach was that we need to ensure that the finalization of the legislation that is before the committee is done prior to any other thing, unless it is an emergency that requires, I think, the committee's attention. If so, if the committee agree, we can sit maybe twice a week, even if it's Friday.
Let us draw to this quickly. Let us call the program. And then I'll instruct the content advisor through the chairperson of the committee to look at those resolutions. Because we can't take resolutions within meetings, and we just leave it a hanging there without discussing it, in case we have to bring in the department to speak to us on it. So I'm looking for a mover for the program. And then in our next meeting, the content advisor can come to us or just have everything set and given to us that we can read through it. Some people move up for this program, please. Because it was amended. Thank you, Honorable Member.
Thank you, Honorable Acting Chairperson. I move the program be accepted as amended. Thank you.
I'm looking for someone to speak in it. Yes, Honorable Wilson.
Thank you. Acting Chair, I
will take
the motion by Honorable
Member.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for that, Honorable Wilson. But it's still a vote of an idea that those resolutions we must do. But we're not sure as time goes on where we want to put them. Thank you. So it was moved by Honorable Abram and seconded by Honorable Wilson.
that accident, but not ourselves, but we could not move forward nor backward. Because I'm worried about what is being said by Okay, thank you very much. I'm apologizing because there was a death in the accident in front of us. We could not then move backwards because there were much, much cars behind us. Nor could we go forward up until I really tried to get in it to a car that was not within the same lane that was not. So I apologize completely. Seeing that we dealt with the adoption and everything has been done except for the minister, can we then allow the section 50 to take us to that process?
The first set of minutes that the committee would like is being the 12th of August. And the agenda for the day was the briefing by order of the water from the body of Matthew and the adoption of outstanding minutes. Can all the members look at the attendance by committee members to see if your name appears in your attendance?
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Yes, my name appears as Fraser's in apologies. And I think if I can remember, then it was an apology.
And members will indicate when they want to raise a matter, whether it's study or whether it's drama or whether it's an actual matter. Thank you very much for the opening. Can I apologize and say it appears a name for you was not present. It doesn't matter. It's not a problem. I know that's why I'm saying I'm going to allow another person, but I was saying it's okay with that. Awaiting another hand.
Yes, I went through it.
Have you already gone through all the pages, or do you think they are to be a lesson to you? Okay. Okay, so if you are comfortable with members, then let's take the first proposal and then ask for a second.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I formally second the proposal for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of the deliberation on the 19th August 2015. Thank you very much, Honourable Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Member. We may move to the minutes of the second section. Looking into the those who were there. If anyone has been left out, they can raise their hand. When you do that, you can go through the other three pages so that they would be. Yes. Honourable Madido is noted. Any second? Honourable, I can see your name. Honourable, what do you say? Thank you for seconding. Going to the 4th September 2016. Again, those who
thank you, Honourable Chairperson. This time I was present and I send an apology to you. I must find my phone in this parliament. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We apologize for leaving your name and your show to try. It won't happen again. Can we get the amendment done? And with that amendment, can I then propose that a second that must come is just a
Chairperson, I propose for the amendment that it be accepted. Thank you.
Thank you. with amendments, can I get them those
that we raised, if we believe they were true, children themselves would then be able to say indeed that was not true. But the debate went in that aspiration that the department has done gave it in so far as the Auditor General's findings, which I believe this is true, because the outstanding funds that were not spent, the explanation was clear, etc., etc. But I wanted to make that note before I, because UNEX must confirm exactly what had gone in that meeting, so that when we debate, really, really debate and not give information to the House and to the Hansard and to the archives that this department has done very badly. Well, I think each and everything was actually explained, and as it is articulated in this minute, in this minute, I'm making that motion as a comment.
The report of the attendance is being compiled.
because it helps very much, because that's why it is always regulated. So the complication of the minute should be actually in other cases, which is even a test. It helps very much. It's a true record, because you have your desire for that. Can I then request a proposal for adoption? Honorable Mandy.
Thanks so much, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the Minister for the School. Thank you.
Proposal has been put forward. Can I get a second? Honorable Mandy. They are a member of this committee. I wanted to check it after it says Mama could not get him.
I thought it was not only a
mission. Can we proceed to the minutes of the 21?
Thank you, Chair. We're on the minutes of the 21.
Yes, madam.
On page 3, the last page of the minutes, Chair, and National Development Agency, there was a lot of discussion around the appointment of the new board and the need to be appointed urgently and the matter to be dealt with speedily. But as far as I recall, and I think the whole of our portfolio committee was in consensus, is that this also forms part of our oversight role, that, you know, that the board gets appropriately done and that appropriate applications are received, and that we participate in this venture. That is not going to change.
You are 100% correct. I think that process is very much on. But since the last meeting, we have been involved in other processes that did not allow us to have a portfolio meeting to be able to request that report to be presented. But as far as I know, the outstanding issues without you raising the issue of love life are matters that are awaiting our city to get a full time report. That's a minute already.
I was responding to what you've just told us. It's my understanding that the NDA board, new board, has been appointed with no discussions, no information, no application, but anything received by the portfolio. That's not a part of this
episode.
because I was being advised that this was a recommendation. If the recommendation you refer to is there, but let's allow secretary to clarify the matter further.
Thank you very much, I think. I was seeing the issue of the agent appointment of the board of NTA is reflected in this minute as well as in our HR report. On page 3, on page 2, number 4, bullet 4, there's recommendations. Okay, these are the recommendations of the department. I think the recommendations of DSB, SASA, and NGA. And that one you are talking about is on under National Development Agency, the third bullet. And then the resolution that maybe you might have confused on. It's only reflecting the issues that the committee can instruct the department to do, like the briefing, the documentation, and all those things. But your comment has been taken care of in our HR report as well. And then the NDA, can I just maybe just give one with regards to the NDA board? The NDA board appointment is the responsibility of this committee. Okay. The Act stipulates clearly as to what is the role of the committee with regards to the appointment of the board. We have the responsibility of conducting interviews and making recommendations to the minister. And the minister will make appointments. Within 14 days of appointment, he needs to table the names of the appointed candidates for tabling in Parliament. So until such time, we get a communication for them. As soon as they are ready, they will write a letter to the chairperson informing that this board sees this, and then we'll short this and conduct this service. Thank you very much.
You are allowed to put forward your view on the regulation.
Thank you, Chairperson. That was actually the clarity I was looking for. It's just concerning that this meeting happened on the 21st of October and we're now well into mid-February. And the FCA is running a little bit rudderless at the moment. I think that's a concern. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And therefore, after that very clarity, but I also want to make another emphasis that if the technical support secretary is able to number the cases, if you can, no, not now, in future, so that at least we do have numbers.
Yeah,
so with that, those were the we for the minute of November.
The one who's first month.
Any proposal adopting on the minutes that were just there to
and lastly, the clarity received, I will second the production. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care of yourself. But in any way, I also note your concern, which I noted earlier on. Can we then, if we are done, are we agreeing that we must get that register as well, the previous register, which is relating to these minutes that we are talking? How are you saying it? Because this would answer a lot of questions.
Thank you, Chairperson. I like the resolution. Thank you. Can we adopt that as a resolution?
That was my case. Really, I'm in the closing. Can we then propose, of course, this matter is discussing if we have a set area on. So I'll be 3 minutes with the attendance register to get into the form. But they are the records that is supposed to be there, and then they will be found for the next meeting. If the honorable report will take note of that, can you give us a little bit of clarity?
Thank you very much, Professor. I'll organize the register in the next meeting. What I also wanted to inform you, if you didn't submit an apology to me or the chairperson that you won't be attending the meeting at this time, you won't appear in any office. That's why it's important for the member, if you won't attend the meeting, to write me an SMS, an email to say that you won't be able to attend. Just not to write a message or any email that is regarded as absent, so then you won't appear. So that's another thing that that I wanted to bring before the member. This is how the issue of the
honorable members, honorable Abraham, followed by honorable Lady.
Thank you, honorable Chairperson. I just want to add and say that if members do submit apologies via the staff of the secretary, a follow up with an SMS because an SMS shouldn't be accepted. I think you need to do it professionally so that you can catch it and find it somewhere with the letter. It's just that you found your parents and I think it makes it to classify them.
Okay. So, I just wanted to check on the abstract one. We don't suppose to be recorded in the data that the person has. So that you cannot remove that for you to check. This is the name of the person should not appear. Because in some instances, you find that if there is a person that apologizes or apologizes, those who did not. And then maybe coming to the issue of the SMS, I really wouldn't want us to complicate all of these things because even Parliament coordinates us with SMS. So what happens is it's part of being professional because sometimes you get something and you are on the way, you can't even see me that you are able to send the SMS to me. I think the SMS is really accepted because it comes directly to the person who can chance that I'm not available, I won't be able to come to anything. Or maybe I wouldn't want to ask you to change because there might be the answers that are beyond yourself, or you can't even send an email, but an apology is accepted. So that's why we check on that and then accept that it has to appear, why wouldn't it appear the data of the person that is working that way, especially if it's not happening by it.
On that note, can I
check if the members are general, are provided with secretaries within Parliament?
Yes.
So, yes, and now I will speak on my behalf to my staff that we do provide the secretaries in Parliament, but there are, if they speak out, some of them. being arranged was the acceptance of an SMS. But I was trying to find out whether an SMS would arrive and then the secretary would provide a written letter. But I'm defeated before I say that, because it is being said they are not defeated. So they will be.
With regards to the members, the absence of a part of the declaration, I'll bring that to the attention of my manager. He was what we record most of us about education. We record the people that are present and the people that are present. And then those that are absent, they are affected, they eat a master whereby they also record the people that didn't apologize to this academic. So I'll check whether we can create a space for members who are absent.
Honorable Mkosi, when you got your cup of tea, we have resolved that the secretary in the next meeting provide the desk for the past for this unit or days we have been dealing with, so that we can check. Because they are always a true report, because there's someone speaking. We want to make an end to this and also to clarify issues. So we, that's what we said the only way up. So I will satisfy the Honorable Committee with the explanation that there's some clarification in the report in terms of writing access to. Can we get now approval for minutes of the 28th? Can we send a note? Honorable Wilson?
Thank you, Chair, for clearing the views of the minutes of the 28th. This is Chair, thank you.
Another second then?
The minutes of the 28th?
I'll take them, thank you.
Thank you.
reason why we now carry on now. It will be in future attached in the yes, exactly in for the check. So I propose to accept. Thank you.
Oh, I wasn't here, sorry.
Can you tell me propose?
Thank you. past 11. I'm actually coming back in 24 minutes.
24.
Thank you.